Lesson 8. Jesus who died for us. Realizing that the time was close for his sacrifice for the salvation of mankind, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, where he usually went for prayer. His disciples followed him. On reaching there, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done." Then an angel appeared from heaven to strengthen him. Engulfed with severe pain, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat fell on the ground as drops of blood. He suffered such mental agony. Yet the Father desired not to remove the cup, but to give him more strength to accept the suffering. Judas betrays Jesus. At this time, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, came there with a party of soldiers and servants to apprehend Jesus. Judas came forward and kissed Jesus, as this was the prearranged signal of betrayal. Jesus asked, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" The disciples who were in him ran away when they saw that Jesus was to be apprehended. The soldiers arrested Jesus. Peter's denial. They seized Jesus and took him to the house of the chief priest. Peter had followed Jesus from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter also joined them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, when he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Before Pilate, they brought 3 accusations against Jesus when they brought him before Pilate. They said, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is a Messiah, a king." Hearing this, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews." Pilate understood that Jesus was innocent, that he was handed over by jealousy. He wished to set Jesus free. They had a custom of setting free one prisoner on the Passover feast. So Pilate asked them, "Shall I set free the king of the Jews?" But the people clamored to set free Barabbas and to crucify Jesus. Seeing that his attempts were not effective, Pilate washed his hands in front of the people, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood." Then Pilate set free Barabbas and handed Jesus to be crucified after having him whipped. Jesus is mocked. Then the soldiers took Jesus to the courtyard of the palace. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. After twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head and put a reed on his right hand. They then knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of Jews!" They slapped him, spat on him, and took the reed from him and struck him on the head. The journey to the Calvary. Jesus was made to go to Calvary carrying his cross. On the way, the soldiers continued to torture him. Fearing that he would not reach Calvary alive if he had to carry the heavy cross, they made Simeon of Cyrene carry it behind Jesus. To the woman who cried, seeing him in this condition, he said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourself and for your children." Jesus dies on the cross. When they reached Golgotha, they made Jesus lie on the cross, nailed his hands and feet to the cross and raised the cross. They took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. Since his tunic was seamless, they put a lot on it to see who should get it. The soldiers and people mocked Jesus even when he was on the cross. They challenged him to come down from the cross. Jesus endured all this silently. From the sixth hour to the ninth hour, the whole land was covered in darkness. About ninth hour, crying in a loud voice, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." With this, he breathed his last and offered up his soul. At that time, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The sun darkened, the earth shook, and rocks split. The centurion, who was watching all this, praised God and said, "Truly, this man was innocent." Jesus suffered torment and died on the cross for us. The death of Jesus attained for us absolution from our sins and salvation. Now, whenever we sin, we are hurting Jesus. During the Holy Mass, when the priest approaches the center of the altar with host and wine in the chalice and cup, that reminds us of the journey of Jesus to Calvary. During the prayer that follows, the priest holds his hand like a cross. This reminds us of the crucifixion of Jesus. Whenever we participate in the Holy Mass, let us prayerfully thank Jesus who died for us. Good Friday. Good Friday is the day of the Holy Week that commemorates the Passion and the Crucifixion of Jesus. The Church observes this day with various ceremonies: reading of the Passion narrative, veneration of the cross, drinking the bitter juice, the way of the cross, and the procession of penance form part of the Good Friday ceremonies. For God, who loved the world, that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. God, the Father, sent his only Son into this earth for the purpose of redeeming the world. Jesus obtained salvation for us by offering himself as a sacrifice on the cross in atonement for our sins. Let us enjoy fruits of this redemption by keeping away from the ways of sin. Let us pray. O Jesus, who sacrificed yourself for our salvation and asked us to commemorate your passion, death, and resurrection, help us to benefit the fruits of your divine mysteries. Read the Word of God and narrate. From the book Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 53. Word of God for our guidance. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. Reading from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 42. Let us do. Find out and write 7 sentences. Uttered by Jesus on the cross by checking the passion narratives in the 4 Gospels. My decision. I will pray to Jesus who died for me for the grace to lead a life without committing sins.